Uncertainty, volatility, chaos. Yep, the markets are back to normal. Investors who mistook 2017 for a normal year are likely to be disappointed in how 2018 is unfolding. The calmness of 2017 was remarkable, with the MSCI, ACWI, IMI Net Global Equity Index producing a positive return every month for stock market investors. Even bond market investors saw the Bloomberg Barclays U.S. Aggregate Fixed Income Index produce a win in 8 out of 12 months. So far in 2018, the stock market and the bond market have been dishing out unexpected pain and suffering to anyone using a rearview mirror to invest. Equities were down in 2 of the first 3 months, as was fixed income. The size of the swings are bigger too. Investors who watch the market on a daily basis are no longer surprised when the Dow Jones Industrial Average opens the trading day 300 points in one direction and closes 300 points in the other direction. What's going on? Well, as our headline suggests, this is actually quite normal. The list of issues the market is concerned with is new and changing on a daily basis, but the volatility is normal. One measure of the stock market's expected volatility is called the VIX, though it is formally known as the Chicago Board Options Exchange Volatility Index. Its long-term historical average is around 20, using data going back to the release of live data in 1993, but it hovered just above 10 for most of 2017. So far in 2018, we're running it near 20 on most days, which is why we say the market is actually quite normal. A number of records for the VIX were set in October and November of 2008 as the Great Recession caused markets to gyrate wildly. The all-time intraday record occurred on November 20th of 2008 when the VIX hit an astronomically high 80.86. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 872 points or 5.6% in that day. So just to keep that in perspective, if you're sweating today's market, know that a drop like this would equate to a fall of about 1,350 points from that index at the level reached at the end of Q1 of 2018. Looking forward, the markets have plenty to worry about. A trade war with China, an escalation of the military conflict in Syria that could extend into Iran and Russia, pressure by the Federal Reserve to push up short-term interest rates, the shrinking of the balance sheet by the Fed. We're calling it quantitative tightening. Robert Mueller's probe into the president, a rapidly rising budget deficit, et cetera, et cetera. The final outcome of all these issues is largely unknown, with the exception probably being the rising budget deficit. This list of issues is keeping the financial media on its toes. On any given day, the market is either falling because some bad news hits the wires, or it's rallying because some issue got resolved. And since most financial websites like to run stories that reflect the most recent behavior of the markets, they're having to switch out their stories much more rapidly than before. Our recommendation is to not take any of these stories too seriously because the story can change so quickly. Thanks for listening today. This is Eric Kramer, Chief Investment Officer at BIP Wealth. Goodbye for now, and I look forward to seeing you at one of our upcoming quarterly market report lunches or on the webcast.